This marriage ceremony of Sharon Christina Bremner and James Gardner Walker. It was solemnized in Holy Trinity Anglican Church, Headingley, Manitoba, on Saturday, July the 27th, 1968, at 3 p.m. Reverend G. Phillips was the officiating minister. The organist was Miss Sandra Taylor. The duet singers were Miss Betty Scott and Mr. Robert Starkle. Mr. John Walker, the groom's brother, was best man. The matron of honor was Mrs. Lynn Lagle. Mrs. Jan Bremner, Miss Marg Mason, and Mrs. Frances Seekings were bridesmaids. Miss Jacqueline Boyda was a flower girl. The ring bearer was Master Sean Lagle. Mr. Warren Lowy, Mr. Joe Stayback, and Mr. Barry Bremner, the bride's brother, were ushers. The reception was held in the Headingley Agricultural Hall.
find the order of service on page 564 of the Red Prayer Book in the pew. And ask the congregation to take part in this service. Page 564. Dearly beloved, we are gathered together here in the sight of God and in the face of this congregation to join together this man and this woman in holy matrimony, which is an honorable estate, instituted of God in the time of man's innocency, signifying unto us the mystical union that is betwixt Christ and his church. This holy estate Christ adorned and beautified with his presence, and first miracle that he wrought in Cana of Galilee, and is commended in Holy Scripture to be honorable among all men, and therefore is not by any to be entered upon, nor taken in hand unadvisedly, lightly or wantonly, but reverently, discreetly, advisedly, soberly, and in the fear of God. Duly considering the causes for which matrimony was ordained. Matrimony was ordained for the hallowing of the union betwixt man and woman, for the procreation of children to be brought up in the fear and nurture of the Lord, and for the mutual society, health, and comfort that the one ought to have of the other, both in prosperity and adversity, into which holy estate these persons present come now to be joined. And therefore, if any man can show any just cause why they may not lawfully be joined together, let him now speak, or else hereafter forever hold his peace. I require and charge you both in the name of God, from whom no secrets are hid, that if either of you know any impediment why you may not be lawfully joined together in matrimony, you do not confess it. For be ye well assured that so many as are coupled together otherwise than God's word doth allow, are not joined together by God, and neither is their matrimony lawful. James, wilt thou have this woman to be thy wedded wife, to live together according to God's ordinance in the holy state of matrimony? Wilt thou love her, comfort her, honor and keep her, in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto her so long as you both are in life? Sharon, wilt thou have this man to be thy wedded husband, to live together according to God's ordinance in the holy state of matrimony? Wilt thou love him, comfort him, honor and keep him, in sickness and in health, and forsaking all other, keep thee only unto him so long as ye both shall live?
I will.
And who giveth this woman to be married to this man?
According to God's holy ordinance.
sanctify, O Lord, these rings, that they may be to these thy servants tokens of their solemn vows and pledges of pure and endless love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
God shall bless us.
and to the Holy Ghost. The Lord be with you. And let us pray. Lord, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. O Lord, save thy servant, and thy handmaid. O Lord, send them help from thy holy place. Be unto them a power of strength. O Lord, hear our prayer. Lord God of our fathers, bless these thy servants, and sow the seed of eternal life in their hearts. That whatsoever in thy holy word they shall profitably learn, they may indeed fulfill the same. Grant that they, obeying thy will, and always being in safety under thy protection, may abide in thy love until their life's end, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. O Heavenly Father, we beseech thee to bless the whole of these thy servants by thine abiding presence, that they who dwell therein, being preserved from all evil, may joyfully serve thee in godly quietness, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. O merciful Lord and Heavenly Father, by whose gracious blessing mankind is increased, bestow, we beseech thee, on these thy servants the heritage and gift of children, and grant that they may also live together so long in godly love and honesty, that they may see their children Christianly and virtuously brought up to thy praise and honor, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, pour upon you the riches of his grace, sanctify and bless you, that you may please him both in body and soul, and live together in holy love unto your life's end. In the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be amongst you and remain with you always.
Lord.